Finally, Dr. Goldberg comments on the other topics discussed in the think tank, beginning with Dr. Haller's topic of the use of oxaliplatin in neoadjuvant therapy of rectal cancer.
There was an analysis that looked at patients getting singlets or doublets in terms of the frequency of complete pathologic response rates. And this was an analysis that looked at rectal cancer trials and then pulled out a subset of those that met certain criteria. What it showed was that there was a higher likelihood of response as long as you gave doses of radiation that were adequate, meaning above 40 gray. And there also was a higher likelihood of complete response if you used two drugs rather than one. Now, having said that, I was actually a bit surprised by the frequency with which people were adding oxaliplatin to treatment in rectal cancer, because I still believe that the standard of care is either FOLFOX or capecitabine rather than adding any other drug to that, whether that drug is cetuximab or bevacizumab or oxaliplatin or irinotecan.
When you say FOLFOX, you mean as part of neoadjuvant therapy?
Yes, people were using oxaliplatin plus 5-FU as part of neoadjuvant therapy with radiation.
But was it specifically the FOLFOX regimen?
No, it wasn't. It was generally infusional 5-FU with about 60 milligrams per meter squared weekly of oxaliplatin, as was described in a paper by David Ryan published in the Journal of Clinical Oncology.
Is that something you are doing in your own practice outside of protocol setting?
You know, we participated in the CLGB trial that culminated in the Ryan paper, and I had some gratifying responses with oxali added to 5-FU, but I don't use it outside of the context of a clinical trial.
I guess the situation a lot of people talk about is the younger patient with a pretty locally advanced tumor, maybe even a situation where sphincter sparing, you know, sort of borderline, that still wouldn't get you to do it, huh?
Well, it's hard to say.
But you haven't done it yet.
I haven't done it yet.